One thing that jumps out to me when you look at Kubiak's resume, Stan, is the fact he spent 11 years as the offensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos. I get he played there, and he obviously had some close relationships there. I think his children and his family were growing up there. But that is a very rare thing in this league, to be a coordinator in the same place for over a decade, especially when you're that successful. He was always that hot name every offseason.
Yeah, he turned down several jobs, waiting for the right job. And, so he took the Texans job when it finally did come up. But you're right, he was the hot name, but he was smart in that you just don't take a job where you're set up to fail. And you get that one shot and nobody ever hears of you again as a coaching situation. So he was in the right situation in Denver with Shanahan and Elway and all those guys, whether he's behind Elway, helping to coach Elway, helping to, you know, build that franchise, Denver, the successful Denver franchise. So he timed it right and got a good job down there. He just couldn't quite get over the hump and win some playoff games. You know, that was, I mean, they beat Cincinnati, but that was about it. And then, you know, they were one of the favorites coming into this year.
Yeah, they were.
With the injuries and everything, it just all blew up on them.
Yeah, they were absolutely one of the favorites. They were 12-4 in 2012, so that's not that long ago. I know you don't forget how to coach that quickly, at least. And Stan,
they were 11-0 that year.
11-0, yep.
Yeah, they were the top in all the power rankings. They were the number one team in the NFL for the first 11.
They destroyed the Ravens in Houston right before the Ravens' bye week in 2012, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the Ravens were lucky to get out of it a win of the year before. An overtime interception after I think they were up by 20-some points in the second half, and Houston came back and tied it, and then Josh Wilson got the interception in overtime to win that game down there.
And Stan, when you look at this hire and all the new assistants that are going to come along with it, do you see this as a total shift in offensive philosophy and a total tack to a new direction?
Well, it's definitely a new direction. I don't know about total, because I think John Harbaugh has always tried to build a tough, run-first football team. You know, you got to throw the ball in the NFL. The rules are just made for that. They're made for the passing game. But you find the good teams, the ones that are going in and winning playoff games and winning games at the end of the season, they can run the football and stop the run. So I think this philosophy fits in with John, but it is going a different direction. With a sort of it's not the drive blocking, power blocking. It's the zone blocking and play action pass off of that, play action bootlegs, naked bootlegs, those type of things that we haven't seen as much here as you'll see going forward.
And finally, if you don't have the personnel that can do it, they don't have the talent, or they can't execute it, Stan, it's all pretty much a moot point for the offensive coordinator, whatever play you call.
Oh, it always comes down to execution. I mean, as a coach, you know, you can look dumb or smart based upon what your players do in that situation. There's very rarely is it the call. You know, once in a while it is, but very rarely. Most of the time it's the execution. And so this offensive line is probably, without the big studs that you need for power, built more for they're smaller and more athletic. They're built more for this zone blocking scheme where they can get off the ball quickly, be agile, and then get to the second level and the third level.
Fascinating stuff. Stan White, thank you so much. We'll see how it goes.
All right, Brett.
That's Stan White. We'll come back with more next here on Sportsline.